We're back listening to Rise and Shine with Brendan Amici. Join them for part two of their interview with Vanessa Anton, the Dean of the College of Education here at NSU, as they talk about expansions to the program, new clinics, new degrees, and much more. To hear part one and the full interview, you can visit lakescountry1021.com under the podcast and interview tab. So for all the best early morning interviews, keep it on Lakes Country 102.1.
So this degree, the first degree, I forgot to mention, the EDD is online.
Oh, okay.
Nice. It's online. There'll be some. There will be face-to-face touchbacks each semester, but they can be via Zoom.
Okay.
So we really designed it with working professionals in mind. Mm-hmm. The school psychology degree will be hybrid in the fall and spring. So there'll be some Zoom and face-to-face, but it's online in the summer. So it's kind of broken out 54% hybrid, 29% your practical experiences, and then 17% online in the summer to try to meet students' needs and still give them those touchbacks that they need with faculty.
And with the second one being a mix of hybrid online and Zoom, is those in-person times going to be at the Tahlequah campus?
Actually, Dr. Choate is in Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow. Mm-hmm. Well, we just talked last week, and one of the programs that they have at Broken Arrow is like a daycare center for the parents.
That's also started through the College of Ed, a grant that we got.
Right.
It is now, Continuing Education runs that one now, but yes, that's still there, so Broken Arrow students can drop their students during the day. It's great.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's not great. Only can you do some of your studies online, but they also help out with childcare.
Yes.
So pretty amazing.
That's correct. So the two new clinics, the first one that I'm going to talk about is our counseling, community counseling clinic. And again, we've talked about the urgent need for behavioral health. So in response to this, we are starting this new clinic in the fall. It's coming up soon. And the cool thing is the clinic will operate on a sliding scale fee structure based on income. Because we know a lot of people don't have access to mental health care, and so that was really important to us. We need to be able to sustain the clinic,
right?
But it's going to be very affordable. That one will be run by Cherry Mays. She's in Broken Arrow. Like I said, we're going to start this clinic in Broken Arrow, but the hope is to also expand to Tahlequah. The contact for that one, if you have questions, is NSUCCC, which stands for Community Counseling Clinic, at nsuok.edu. And I want to mention, too, on that one, that our counselors in training, our CITs, will help see individuals, but they will absolutely be supervised by licensed professionals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it helps our students to gain practical experience while we're serving the community.
Well, and, you know, sometimes people get scared about being in a student situation, but to me, I've always felt like you get two sets of eyes. You know,
yeah.
So that's always better.
Whenever I went to the Hawk Reach here in Tahlequah, I had an emergency situation where I literally showed up like 3 minutes after they opened because I was so distressed. And it was a student worker working at the front, and she didn't hesitate, nothing. She showed her compassion, her empathy for me, and immediately like started talking to me and took me to a room so we could have privacy. And so, as you can tell, they're there for a reason. They care, and they're not going to just say, "I'm sorry, there's not an opening," and just push you away. They're very accepting.
Right. Well, I know at the hospital, I've had a lot of things done twice just because the student did it and then the supervisor went and double checked.
Exactly.
So how could that be a negative thing?
Since you mentioned privacy, we designed this where it's a part of our building that we've repurposed that has its own private door and a little private waiting room that you walk into for privacy for those individuals who come for counseling.
Nice.
So, and then our second clinic is called the NSU Riverhawk Performance and Wellness Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
This one will be overseen by Dr. Moosung Kim, who's the department chair for health and kinesiology, and his email is kimm@nsuok.edu. This clinic will be offered through health and kinesiology, who are experts in kinesiology.
Mm-hmm.
And also sports science, strength and conditioning, and wellness will oversee the clinic. Again, we want to be below market value and make it affordable for people. And so that's one of the reasons that we also started this clinic. And, you know, we do have several services that are free, too. And I think I mentioned these last time, but we have reading clinics in Tahlequah, Muskogee, and Broken Arrow that offer tutoring for children free.
Wow.
We have a STEAM lab in Tahlequah, and we have a STEM lab in Broken Arrow also free. And we have our ACE Institute for those folks who are wanting to become alternatively certified teachers, and we can help you with that too.
That's right. We talked about that last week.
We did. Yeah.
All right. That was our Monday morning interview with Vanessa Anton, who is the Dean of the College of Education. Make sure that you guys go check out the website and all the stuff that NSU has to offer and be seen in green. We're going back to the music.
On Lakes Country, 102.1.